Ecclesiastes then, chapter 12. I draw your attention to the first verse of the chapter. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and the verse 1, where we read, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not." Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not. Remember the Creator in youth. That's our subject this morning. I want to speak especially then to the young people, to the boys and girls this morning, because they are addressed in the text, in your youth. You see, you're mentioned here today. That's all who are not adults, youth, young people, children, boys and girls. And I want to speak to you because you're in the verse. God is speaking to you. Not that I want the adults to turn off. I want them to listen as well, because I think adults can profit as well. And they are included in the text because they should remember their Creator too. So while they're not young, they must do this also. Remember the Lord. It's just that they can't do it anymore in their youth, sadly. That's past. But they can still remember the Lord, and they must do. And so I want the adults to listen as well. But I should especially like you young people, you boys and girls, I especially would like you to listen to me this morning. Because God would speak to you. Do you know that? The Lord would speak to you. He's addressing you in the text. In the days of your youth, it's God speaking to you, telling you to remember Him. And this is God calling to you in the Scriptures. Are you listening? If God's speaking to you, you ought to be listening. And so I want you to listen this morning just for a little while. You should listen to God's Word, and I want you to listen carefully today. And what does the Lord say to you then? Well, here it is. It's very simple. Remember your Creator. Don't forget the Lord. Don't leave Him out of your life. Don't live without the Savior. Remember Him. It's a very simple message. You see, there are many young people and they do forget the Lord. And they do it all the time. There are many, many young people in the world today, and there are many, many young people even in this village and community, and they never, never think about the Lord. Not one bit. Life's so exciting for them. It's so busy. There's so much happening. They have their friends. They have school. They have sport. They have games. They have so much. And there's so many electronic devices and all kinds of exciting things. And they're thinking about all of these things. And there's so few of them thinking about the Lord. They remember school, they remember their friends, they remember their games, they remember their parties, they remember their favorite TV programs and never miss them, they remember their comics and their books and their magazines. Oh, young people have such energy. But they never remember God. And that's why the Lord is saying this morning, remember me in all your activity of life. Remember me, God says. And that's what I want to speak about then. The Lord is just left out so much by young people and boys and girls. Now, so many children, they don't even go to church. And they don't go to Sunday school. And they don't go to children's meetings. And they never read their Bibles. And they never pray. And they never think about the Lord at all. They never stop to think. They never ask, what does God say about me? And what would God say to me? And so they play and carry on and live and steal and they lie and do all the bad things that children do, and they never remember God. And God knows this. And that's why He says, remember now thy Creator in the days of your youth. So young people do forget God. That's clear. And He wants to bring this verse to you this morning, boys and girls and young people. He's saying to you, remember now me. Maybe you say, well, what's the Lord to me? I don't know the Lord.
What does he matter to me? Why should he be important in my life at all? You know, there was a young man who said that once. He was a king, actually. He was king of Egypt. He was a Pharaoh. A young man. Young Pharaoh. And the king of Egypt, he didn't remember the Lord in his youth. And whenever Moses appeared before him and Moses came to tell him to remember the Lord, you know what he said? Who's the Lord? Who's the Lord that I should remember him? What's the Lord to me? And I hope you don't say that this morning. I hope you don't be like that wicked, stubborn Pharaoh who just ignored God and who said, who's the Lord and what does the Lord matter to me? I wouldn't like you to have that attitude this morning. The Lord says to you, remember me. So I want you to do that. Maybe you ask them, well, what is he to me then? Well, he tells us, doesn't he? Your Creator. Remember now thy Creator. He doesn't say remember God. He doesn't say remember the Lord. He's saying I'm your Creator. That's why the word is used in the text. Remember now thy Creator. The one who made you. Now to create means to make and to give life to. And God made you. I hope you know that, young people. It was the Lord made you. The Lord brought you into the world. The Lord gave you parents. The Lord gave you a home. The Lord's given you your mind and your body and your health and your strength. The Lord's given you ears to hear and he's given you your limbs to run about and play your games and kick your football. It's your Creator who's given you all of that. And you shouldn't do those things without remembering your Creator. Remember now your Creator. This is what the Lord's saying. I made you. You have a responsibility and an obligation. Now, the devil doesn't want young people to remember their Creator. That's why he tells them lies. And sometimes these lies are taught in school. And they might even say in school, now, you weren't created at all, you evolved. You just came out of nothing. You just knew after millions and billions of years. You know, you just kind of got here today just like that. And the devil is so quick to tell young people, there's no God, there's no Creator, you don't have to worry about it. You know, they used to run a bus campaign in London years and years ago, and there's a big advertisement that says, there's probably no God. Therefore, just live your life normal and don't worry. Probably no God. That's what the devil says. So don't worry about remembering your Creator. He probably doesn't exist. Well, that's not what God says. I'm your Creator. I made you. You need to remember me. And so you don't believe the devil's lie, young people. And if there are those who teach you about evolution and say the world came by chance and there's no Creator, it's all by accident that you're here, well, you just know that that's the devil's lie. Because your Creator says, I made you, and you need to remember me. Remember that God made the world, and God created man, and God created you, and therefore you must remember your Creator. But do you see when the Lord wants you to begin remembering him? What does the verse say? Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Now. Now you know what now means. Maybe your mother or father ask you to do something and you don't do it. And they say, I want it done now. That means now. You know what it means. And God says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Maybe you're only 6 or 7. Maybe you're 10 or 11. I don't know. Maybe you're a teenager. Remember now, God says. Not tomorrow. Not when you grow old. Remember now. Maybe you say, Minister, why should I remember the Lord now when I'm just a boy or a girl and I'm so young? Give me some reasons. Well, let me tell you this. God is very wise. And if he says you should do it now, in the days of your youth, you better obey him because he's wiser than us. But there are reasons, and I want to give you some reasons this morning so that you would know why you should do it now when you're young. Let me give you 2 reasons. First of all, the best days of your life are when you're young. That's a reason. You should remember the Lord now in your youth, because they're the best days to do this. They are days that are full of energy and health and strength. They're so full. You know, you're a bit like a car. You know, you get a new car. It's new. There's nothing wrong with it. It goes anywhere. You never get problems. Tank kind of thing is full. And you're like that. You're like a new car and your tank's full. And God could use you. And you could be so useful if the Lord was just driving your life and leading your life. You could be so useful in life as a new car full of energy and vitality. Instead of letting the devil drive your life. If you let the Lord drive your life. That's why it's the best time, and the devil knows this. And he wants to get into the car and to drive it and to wreck it with drink and drugs. But you want to let the Lord into the car to drive the car so it'll be driven right, a life that will bring glory to him. That's why he says it. In your youth, before your car gets wrecked, before it loses all its energy, before disease and sin sets in, it's the best time to serve the Lord. It's like a log in a fire, isn't it? You know, we're all going to burn out someday and die and be dust. But whenever the log just goes into the fire, it's burning and glowing and giving heat when young in the fire. But as the years pass, your life's like that. But as the years pass, it just becomes embers and then ash. And it's not much point remembering the Lord then, when it's embers and then just ash. We know the Lord is merciful, but your life can't be of any use to God when it's just embers and ash. But if you're a young log on fire for God in your youth, what a blessed thing. That's what the Lord wants. He wants a youth on fire for him. And that's why he says, remember me in your youth. In the days of your youth. Not when you're nearly burnt out. Not when you're nearly done. Not when your life is practically over. Some of us are there, our life is just ashes and it's basically nearly over. But you're young. What you could be for God is what the Lord says. Best years. It's also the best years to learn the Bible and to get to know the Lord and all the truths concerning him. Maybe you don't like learning your Bible verses, and maybe you don't like learning your catechism, but you should, because it's the best time to learn and to memorize. It's easy when you're young. You know, when you get old like me, it's harder work to study and to get things into the mind. But when you're young, you can take everything in and you learn everything so easily. I'd be amazed at how children can learn to use the electronic devices ever so quickly, and they just have a knack. But if that electronic device was the Bible, and you're as much as in the Bible as you are in your electronic devices, why, how you would know God, and how you would know his word, and how it would saturate your mind and life. It's the best time. It's the best time to get taken up with God and with his word when you're young. You know the old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And that's true. Men are like that. It's easier in youth. It's easier in youth to learn to pray. It's easier in youth to learn to spend time with God. It's easier in youth to discipline yourself. It's hard to learn it when you're older. That's always the best time for this. To get to know God and to know the things of the Word. And then it's the best time to be conscientious and sensitive to things that are right and wrong. Children are... They haven't been, I know all children are sinners, but they haven't been hardened by the world and by sin the way older folk have. And their conscience is more tender if they've been taught. Whereas us old people, we've seared our consciences very often, and our hearts have become hard through life and all the difficulties and all the problems and the afflictions and the way people have treated us. But become kind of hard and insensitive. And it's not the time to get to know God. But while you're young, your heart is tender. It's a tender heart. And your conscience is more sensitive. And you're more teachable. It's easier to believe, let me put it that way. It's easier to believe when you're a young person and a child than it is when you get older. It's not easy to believe any time in the Lord Jesus. But it's easier when you're young. And actually, in fact, most people become Christians. I don't know what the percentage is, but I would say 70 or 80% of Christians became Christians when they were young. It's when most people believe and repent, because it's easier, humanly speaking. And that's why the Lord is saying it now. Before your heart gets hard, and before your heart gets insensitive, before your conscience becomes like a piece of metal and iron, and nothing bothers it anymore, while you're young, please remember God. While your heart's tender to His Word, remember Him. This is what the Lord is saying. They're the best years to remember Him. That's one of the reasons. But let me give you another reason, the second and the final reason. They're not only the best years, but they're also the most dangerous years. The most dangerous years. See, the days of youth are very trying and difficult times. And often they are the times of greatest temptations. Often they are the days when hearts and souls and lives get ruined. The devil tries to ruin men in their youth. The devil snares the youth as soon as he can. And that's why there's so many temptations to young people. There's the drugs and all the things that go on to draw them in, and the kind of different relationships with the opposite sex. All of these temptations in youth, and they just play and experiment, and as it is, have fun. But it's destroying them. Not only their bodies, but their souls and their minds. And most of that happens in youth. In youth. They are the times when, probably even Christians who look back, they're the times whenever their greatest and their worst sins were exercised. When they were young. When they had no sense. When they were just led in by the flesh. So they are the most dangerous years, the most likely years to be destroyed in your soul and in your heart. And that's why you need to remember now. Youth is when we face our first temptations in life. And very often, sometimes they prove to be the last temptations that we need. Because the first temptations can destroy a life. And young people are caught up in these things, aren't they? Drugs and drink and uncleanness. Men are often ruined and even damned in youth. The quicksands of life get the youth. That is why in those dangerous days you must believe in Christ. So you see then, remember now thy Creator. And will you do that, young people? If God calls you to do it, will you not do that? Will you not do that today, boys and girls? Remember Him. Maybe you're even saying, well, minister, I would like to do that. I would like to remember the Lord. I want to start early. I can see that it's wise and sensible. I want to remember the Lord, but how do I do that? Well, let me tell just a few things very quickly to you how to do that. First of all, know that you have a Creator God. Be very aware that there is a God and He made you, He created you. Be very aware that He calls you to believe. Be very aware that not only did He make you, also one day you're going to appear before Him. You're going to meet Him after death. You're going to come before Him. So don't believe in evolution. Don't believe the devil's lies. Acknowledge you have a Creator. And then remember also how you've already sinned against Him thus far. Be very conscious that you have forgotten Him. And probably our greatest sin of all is the neglect of God. That's an awful sin, to neglect our Creator. To neglect His house, to neglect His word, to neglect His day. It's a terrible sin. And we need to become conscious of that sin and concerned a wee bit about it. Remember how you've sinned against Him, but yet He still loves you. And he still calls you to be saved, and he still calls you, though you've forgotten about him all these days so far, yet he still calls you in his grace and his kindness to remember him. Remember him now. So remember him. Remember him and take him as your God and as your Savior. Remember him and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. You have to be reconciled to him, you see. Because of this sin problem, you have to be reconciled to him, and you have to be, as it were, make things right with him. And the only way that that can be done is through his Son, Jesus Christ. And that's why he died on the cross. He came into the world, he died on the cross for our sins. He shed his precious blood. And if you come to Christ, that's how you're reconciled to God and how you remember your Creator. In other words, get saved. Remember your Creator by just getting saved, by coming to Christ, by asking the Lord Jesus to come into your life and to save you and to wash you with his blood, to give you the new heart, to make you a faithful follower of him. That's how you remember your Creator. And then remember him by getting to know him, getting to know him in his word, and getting to know him by hearing his word and hearing sermons and reading Christian literature and Christian books, just wanting to find out more about the Lord, to know about him. You should have a hunger to know this God. There should be a thirst in your life to want to know him. And that's why you come to God's house, to hear the word and to get to know him. And pray. That's how you know someone, when you talk to them, don't you? And God talks to us through his word, but we also talk to him. You know, you can talk to God. You can talk to him in prayer. And it's wonderful. And you get to know the Lord, and he communes with you, and he even hears your prayers and gives you your desires and your requests, if they're according to his will. And by the things that he does in your life and answers to prayer, you get to know him. And the Lord loves people to know him, to have a communion with him. And then you remember your Creator also by making friends with others who remember him. It doesn't do us good to make friends with those who forget God and who hate God and who sin against God. But we like to make friends with those who humbly are loving him and remembering him. So make friends of God's children. And then remember his commands. To remember your Creator is to remember his commands, what he has ordered for the world. And the Ten Commandments, especially the Ten Commandments, we should remember them. Because they not only glorify him, but they keep our lives right. The Ten Commandments, we have them summarized up here. They're all there. But they're there to keep our lives right. Our lives healthy, and hopefully we'll live long lives that are glorifying to God. And if you keep the Ten Commandments, generally speaking, now I know there are exceptions, generally speaking, you'll live a long, a blessed and a prosperous life if you keep them. Honor thy father and thy mother, one of them says, that your days may be long. They may be long. So many rebellious children die in youth. And maybe they haven't kept that commandment about honoring their parents. They didn't listen to them. They went and did things that they shouldn't have done. If children would just listen to their parents, they would live longer and healthier, and they'd be kept out of so much bother and so much trouble. But children sometimes are just wise in their own eyes, and they think their parents are just fuddy-duddy and know nothing. But it's not the case. Your parents love you, young people, and they direct and command what is right for you. And so by these means, this is how you remember your Creator. So I hope that you'll obey God. It's not me asking you to remember your Creator. It's the Lord. And I hope you obey him and endeavor and begin now, today, to do that very thing.